Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is Kirk Davis. He's the new industrial technology instructor for Green County High School. So thank you very much, Mr. Davis, for being on.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, first of all, I'm sure a lot of people know you by now. I'm having the school year already underway, but some people may not know a lot about your background. So if you wouldn't mind just giving us a brief background into who you are, first of all.
I grew up in the town of Centerville, Iowa, and I went on to Buena Vista College in Storm Lake. I wrestled up there, and I also was an art major to begin with. I did some substitute teaching in August. I was a late hire at Coon Rapids Baird. They hired me on the spot as an art 5 through 12 art teacher. Spent several years in that position as an art teacher. The industrial tech instructor left CRB, and at that time I talked to Dennis Wentz about getting my industrial tech endorsement because I thought it was really important for the students in that community to continue an industrial tech program, just for the fact that the skilled trades have kind of not been pushed enough, and I thought it was important that I would kind of promote that as an educator. So I went ahead and got my minor in industrial technology. So I taught my total of 18 years at Coon Rapids Baird. After that, I took a position at Guthrie Center and then eventually ACGC. Did that for 8 years. Did exclusively industrial tech with a focus on building trades. Kind of built up a pretty solid program there. We did a lot of pretty good-sized projects, but never residential house, but we did a lot of different aspects of it, so we had a lot of pieces of the puzzle taken care of. So, and now here at Green County.
Well, I think it's safe to say you came at a pretty optimum time because, of course, about the Career Academy, and that'll be open hopefully by the year 2020. You also have another unique program that the school is involved with, and that is updating the upper story flooring rooms for the current Prairie Lakes AEA building, which is right next door to the radio station here. That's currently in the middle stages of the renovation project. So can you give us an update about where that project is at?
Sure. I met with Jeff Hirschberg and Tim Christian this summer. We kind of went through and talked about the process on how we wanted to approach that project. It was something that I felt really comfortable with. I've done a lot of remodels myself, so it does pose some unique challenges with some really high walls and some different experiences that way, but it's something that we definitely feel comfortable with. So I've been working a lot with Jim Hebert, who is kind of the head of the maintenance department for the AEA, and he's kind of my main communicator. But we basically have our walls framed up, studded up. Jeremy Richards with Countywide Electric is currently working on some electrical for us, and we've kind of dabbled in kind of helping with that. Mid-States Plumbing is they're lined up to do the plumbing and HVAC. That's kind of where we're at. We're slowly circling right now to kind of waiting for the tradespeople to get their end of it done so we can get started insulating and hanging sheetrock and kind of get going on our part. But as far as the framing, it went up really well, even though it had some challenges. Kids did a great job with that. So
now, have the plans altered from what they originally were, or can you kind of go over what that's supposed to look like in the end?
They did alter a little bit. There was some existing walls when some of the students planned it. I think they're kind of under the assumption, okay, we're going to have just a straightaway 8-foot stud walls, and we'll just use some of the walls that are existing. And then after talking to Jeff Hirschberg, he really liked the open floor plan, using the skylights, having some of that open qualities. We kind of pieced together part of what was planned out. Then we gave it just a little more open feel and a little cleaner feel to keep it user-friendly, but still that open quality. So, and I think we've came up with some pretty good ideas to kind of let it flow and be able to use that skylight. It's pretty unique with two skylights built into it. Lets a lot of natural light to it. So it'll be a neat project when it gets all done. So,
well, and with the approach this year of not having the construction class build a house from scratch like the previous couple of years, and with taking this AEA project on, I'm sure there's got to be other projects that the kids have been able to handle. And can you give us an update about what those projects are?
We did do some concrete work this early fall, I guess, when the weather was conducive. And we did a pretty good sized pour at the elementary parking lot. We had a spot that was pretty beat up there, and we also helped out with one at the high school that was, needed some patchwork. So they have had some concrete pouring experience now already. That's kind of nice to get that out of the road and get that under their belt. And then early on, we were able to tackle a storage shed for the preschool program. They needed kind of a storage facility to hold their ride-on toys and just a place to kind of secure things that didn't overrun the classroom but gave us a place to put it. And so the kids tackled a storage shed for that. So
then finally, as everybody knows, housing is still a number one issue here in not only our community but throughout the county. And unfortunately, with the kids not being able to build a home from scratch this year, still leaves that housing issue being a big problem for our area. But you also have maybe a potential idea that you'd like to see maybe try to solve that problem.
There's a couple different programs I've shared out a little bit with the school board. The town of Centerville kind of approached a housing dilemma and even some dilapidated housing issues. Basically, they kind of worked together with the state, and they've created a program with in cooperation with the college. Currently, they'd buy out certain lots, demo, and then the college would come in and actually build a house. Not only would it create a nice, newer, modest house for the area, but it also clean up some of the neighborhood itself, which helps raise the tax base and kind of clean up things. And the college gets a certain amount of profit every time they build that house. It's not a huge risk for the college to build that house. They're coming in, they're building a quality product. It's a pretty easy sell because they're really cleaning up the neighborhoods and where they're putting these. So it makes for a pretty nice place to have a house. So.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton, here with our Green County High School Industrial Technology teacher, Kirk Davis, joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.